Chapter 24, the justification of faith. We reckon, therefore, that a man is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. Romans chapter 3, verse 28. The Lord has revealed to us two ways, which should be able to lead us to Him and salvation. Along the one, the law leads us, along the other, grace. Both ways are good and come from God, yet there is, after all, only one of the two for us to use, by reason of our weakness. The law is good for those who have the power to obey and follow it. Grace is the way for those who are powerless and can accomplish nothing. The law demands it must be fulfilled. Grace gives and needs simply to be received. The law says, quote, do this and thou shalt live, unquote. Grace says, quote, believe and thou shalt be saved, unquote. The law demands works, yet gives no strength to produce them. Grace asks for faith, which it also, of its own power, awakens by its promises. Faith, which is nothing but the acknowledgement of weakness and a consent to be willing to receive everything for nothing. The law directs me to the height, to a mountain too steep to climb, grace to the valley, where I have only to sink down to be preserved. Of the utmost importance it is that I should know well the distinction betwixt these two ways, choose the right one, and walk in it. For in our present sinful condition, there is only one of these ways that is still ready for of service to us. Although man, on the contrary, would just very fain walk in the other. Well it is for us that God has left us in no doubt as to which one He is wished for and approved of by Him. It was especially the Apostle Paul whom God chose to point out to us clearly the way of salvation, as He has done most fully in His epistle to the Romans. The conclusion of His argumentation we have in a text quoted by the head of this chapter. He had shown how all mankind,